You're tuned in to the Power Hour with me, Karine De Wet, right here on KC107.7. Tonight we step into the ring, figuratively speaking, with a powerhouse guest. He's a professional boxer with fist of fire, a coach with a passion for mentoring the next generation, and a man whose story inspires you both in and out of gym. Please welcome Leandre Chakwena, a name that echoes through the boxing world for his discipline, drive, and his knockout spirit. So, got a question or a comment, want to be part of the conversation? Drop me a WhatsApp or a voice note on 0824141077. We want to hear from you. Leandre, let's start with the man behind the gloves. How are you? And tell us a bit about your journey. Who is Leandre outside the ring, and what inspired you to choose boxing as your path?
Oh, yes. Thank you so much, Karen, for the welcome. It's been Leandre Chakwena is a young individual, not only young, but young and handsome individual who is passionate about sport, passionate about young individual, passionate about impact, especially in our communities where we come from. Leandre Chakwena, he does a lot of things, but what he mainly does is focus about impact to different lives, especially young individuals. That's where I built my life, and I find more fulfillment in doing that.
Wonderful. I think what he did there was to put out his CV. Young and handsome. So, I don't know. Ladies, you got it there. You listening? That's all I heard. Was that the CV?
It is a CV, but it's not open to everyone. But it's not open to everyone.
Okay, selective. Anyway, you've had quite a journey as a professional boxer.
Yes.
What would you say has been the most defining moment of your career so far? Whether it was a win, a loss, or something in between.
So with boxing, I would say it's a different sport. So with boxing, it's every fight is a defining moment, because you're fighting different people, you're preparing in a different way, different mindset, different environment. So for me, every fight has been a defining moment, because I see every fight as a new challenging obstacle. So I've had beautiful fights which has transformed my life into a next level. But one of the defining moments which I've had recently last year is having or performing at a stage, at a platform where I was being watched by over thousands of people. It's been one of my dreams, one of my goals to perform, and it changed me, because I had to change my mindset into knowing that I'm not only fighting for myself, but I'm fighting for people who are like supporting me, cheering me up, and people who are paying a lot of money just to come and watch me. So it was definitely a defining moment for me, Karen.
I can imagine that. I've seen quite a few boxing matches, and to have so many people watch you, it must be an awesome moment in your life.
It was definitely.
So you're not just a fighter, you're a coach shaping new talent. Personally, I've seen you work with children from 6-7 years old. What drives you as a coach, and does it feel to be in the corner instead of the ring sometimes?
Like I said in the introduction, working with young people is something which fulfills me. and it's something which I didn't grow up with, something which I discovered within my journey of sport or my journey of boxing. Actually discovered in an unusual way. At some point in life, within the journey of sport, I learned the coaching within the journey, but I had an incident in some point where I lost a baby brother of mine, but a cousin who was very young. So that helped me, or that fired the passion for me to be of an impact to young people, especially like you said, 9 years, 13 years, 15 years, especially the young people who are in their teenage ages. So it gives me like a greater fulfillment, which I don't find outside, which I don't find when I'm inside the ring, knowing that I'm bringing the best out of this young individual, knowing that I'm impacting my skills, I'm impacting my knowledge, not only from a boxing perspective, but also from a life perspective, because as a coach, you're not just a coach from a skill perspective, but also coaching them some of the things which have learned in life and guiding them, their personality, their character, and also just believing in them. I'm one of the young individuals who had little or no people who believed in them. So for me as a coach, just believing in this young individual and seeing the change which it brings into their lives is something which set up for me, and it's one of the reasons which I love coaching.
Definitely, yeah. Coach does not only look at physical things, but mindset and everything.
Yes, yes, it's a lot.
So lastly, we're coming to the close of this interview, Leandre,
yes,
or aka Lee.
Yes, Gary.
We know that discipline is huge in boxing. Now, what values or life lessons has the sport taught you that you try to pass on to your students?
Yes, thank you. That's a very important question. So as boxers, I've learned that losing a fight doesn't mean that you're not good, and that doesn't mean that that's the end of the road. It's just like if you can lose a fight, then you can overcome a lot of challenges. So for me, I have what I want to pass on to, whether you're a boxer or you are studying or you are in your amateur areas. So it's losing a fight doesn't mean that you're not good enough. Losing a fight is just a lesson you learn from that. Then you carry yourself up and believe in yourself. Also, it's very important as athlete or as a boxer. And lastly, is to trust the process and put in the work. Hard work is very important as a boxer. You cannot go inside the ring if you're not fit enough mentally, physically, and importantly for me, spiritually, because I'm a believer myself. So yeah, that's something which I need to pass on to anyone who wants to be walking in this journey.
On that note, on that high note,
yes,
I want to say thank you so much for your time, so much for what you're learning others, just not just the skills, but you know, to be better human beings as well.
Yes, Kim.
To form the young ones, and that you're doing amazing work. And I want to wish you well on your professional career.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
And we'd like to hear more from you to keep me updated.
Definitely, more is coming, definitely. So, more knockouts.
As a coach, if somebody wants to use you as a coach, can you just give your number or something, or where can they find you?
Awesome.
If they need coaching?
Oh, that's important. So at the moment, I'm working with Titans MMA, so you can go to Titans MMA on Instagram or on Facebook, send us a message, then definitely we'll be willing to take and walk this journey with you. And boxing is not only for, it's not that bad, like I said, it's for everyone, and it's definitely worth a try. So yeah, like I said, I will repeat again, Titans MMA in Powell. You can find us at Instagram or at Facebook. You'll find more details and we'll definitely respond to you. And looking forward to see anyone of you who's listening today who wanted to try boxing. That's an opportunity for you to challenge yourself.
There we go. That's the challenge for this evening. We've got communication challenge and we've got boxing skills challenge. And somebody just said, jy word eers 'n mens wanneer jy getroud is. Mens stel gedui op, mens doen gedui, mens doen gedit. So, any case, ciao from me tonight. Have a blessed evening. Till next time.